I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If you thought the fictitious The Da Vinci Code exposed the Vatican's dark underbelly, wait till you see Secrets of the Vatican tomorrow night on PBS. It's a documentary by our partners at Frontline, focusing on the collapse of Pope Benedict's reign. The film puts that collapse in the context of years of Vatican power struggles, the clergy sex abuse scandal, and corruption at the Vatican Bank. Director Anthony Thomas says it all proved to be too much for Pope Benedict.
He tried very hard, but in the final years, he just was not well enough to cope with this. Old age had overtaken him. He sincerely wanted to clean up the bank, very, very much, and he wanted to deal with a lot of abuses in the Curia. He was a good man, he was a pious man, but he just didn't have that strength, which I think Francis has. I think he's got amazing vitality.
But really, you think Pope Benedict resigned because of a lack of vitality? Was that it?
Yes. I mean, he was thinking of resigning from early 2012, before the VatiLeaks thing got really serious and before all these scandals came out. But it is said that Cardinal Bertone persuaded him to postpone.
Cardinal Bertone, who is really his right-hand man, his Secretary of State. And remind us the full scope of VatiLeaks, this big scandal that blew up in Rome.
Thousands and thousands of confidential documents from the Pope's own personal office that were released to the journalist Nuzzi. It revealed one thing after another. I mean, cronyism, pedophilia, financial misconduct, all kinds of things within the Vatican Curia, the Vatican bureaucracy.
How do you think all of these scandals colored Benedict's papacy?
Well, unfortunately, they happened on his watch, and it was very unfortunate, and led, I think we all agree, to his decision to resign. He just couldn't cope with it anymore. And it would be sad if, in future decades, he is only remembered for that aspect of his papacy.
There's a warning before this documentary airs that some people might find some of the things in here pretty controversial and provocative. Why did you unpack in such excruciating detail some of the abuses? You really have your interviewees going to pretty disturbing detail about what happened to them. What do you think we actually gain from that?
I think we gain a lot. I mean, take one interview, the interview with Monica Barrett. She not only explains what happened to her, but what she reveals is how much more terrible it is if you're abused by a priest. If you are a young, believing Catholic and you're abused by a priest, how much more terrible that is than abuse by any other adult. He, as she puts it so beautifully, is your link with God through him, and he is the man who turns on her.
Yeah, well, we're certainly impacted by Monica's account of what happened to her. Here's an excerpt.
It was a Saturday, and I was 8 years old. And my father took my younger sister and I, and we drove out to Lake Geneva to visit with this priest, William Effinger. At one point in the day, Father Effinger said he needed help in the church with candles. And my father said, "Go help him." And we went into the church, where he assaulted me for a period of time and ultimately ended up raping me.
Anthony, what was your interest in making this documentary?
My own sort of religious life has been fraught, full of self-examination, full of extraordinary experiences. It's always of enormous concern to me, and it's my own personal searching as well as anything else.
There's this kind of shocking scene, very kind of Inside Edition, where we are in a gay bar in Rome with some priests who are quite open about this dual life they lead. And that hypocrisy seems to be kind of at the center of much of the criticism of the Catholic Church. Now that Francis is Pope, is undoing that hypocrisy just too big of a job for one man?
I don't think it is. And I think his statements on homosexuality, he has been in touch and conversed with gay groups. He's also uttered that famous phrase, "Who am I to judge," when asked about homosexuality. Benedict was so strong on the idea that the main problem behind the whole sexual abuse issue was the homosexuals in the church. He engineered a change in the catechism to make the actual condition of homosexuality was wrong, regardless of whether you lived a celibate life or not. And when things are repressed like that, they come out into the open in very undesirable ways.
Well, Anthony Thomas, thanks so much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Anthony Thomas is the director of Secrets of the Vatican, which airs tomorrow on PBS.